Get up, Flyer fans. It's the show just for you. Flyer Feedback, presented by Bud Light and live from Flanagan's Pub on Stewart Street in Dayton. Stop by after the game for delicious food and 24 beers on tap. Flyer Feedback is brought to you by Bud Light. Here's to the beer you can always count on. And by Flyer Spirit, the university-owned student staff destination for Dayton Flyers gear. Hashtag Flyer Spirit. Call in with your comments or questions. 457-1290. Flyer Feedback on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Now, here's your host, John Bedell.
Hey, Flyer fans, for the first time tonight, welcome into the best bar in town, Flanagan's Pub here on Stewart Street. Dayton a winner, 80-70 over the Fordham Rams. John Bedell, former Flyer, Brooks Hall, and you here for Flyer Feedback tonight as the Dayton Flyers get inching close to back to the 500 mark, 12-14 now on the year, 6-8 in A-10 play. They did not lose to Fordham at home. They beat Fordham at home. Community XL, everybody, would have had to pack up the rest of the season in shame and just not play the remaining four games or go to D.C. if you had lost to the Fordham Rams at home.
Absolutely.
It's been tough times for fans in UDville this year, Brooks.
John, I listen to you. I listen to your post games all the time, man, and I feel bad for you.
I appreciate that.
I feel bad sometimes, man. You sound so sad.
I sound angry
and frustrated. And I feel for you.
Deal with what I got to deal with.
Yeah, right.
On a biweekly basis. About to ask Larry for hazard pay again. My goodness.
Yeah, it's been tough.
Hey, a couple ways for you to get at us on the show. You can tweet me at JBedellWHIO, or you can call us up at 457-1290, or if you're here at Flanagan's, you can join us in person at the Bud Light mic, which is Shoey from Rocky River. Don't make me regret this, Shoey.
Oh, boy.
Shoey at the Bud Light mic.
John, Brooks, thanks for having me. My question is, when do our coaching staff and our assistant coach step up each and every possession? We have a team that it's not acceptable to take possessions off in the Atlantic 10. You can't be losing double-digit leads to Fordham in the Atlantic 10. We need to go at VCU. We need to go at Rhode Island. We need to go at George Washington. When does our coaching staff step up each and every possession? Because I saw a lot of lackadaisical play in the second half. Thank you, guys.
Joey, check it.
Yeah, man. So I can't put it all on the coaches. So I do give them some of the responsibility, of course. But I mean, if you're asking them to step up and be on the sidelines running up and down, and it's not their style. It just isn't. Coach Miller, complete opposite. Coach Miller was jumping up on the scorer's table and running up and down the sidelines, kind of trying to infuse energy into the team. I get that style, but that's not Coach Grant's style. And it's none of his assistants. They're laid back. They're kind of a calm, cool demeanor on the sideline. And times where that'll benefit them is in close games. If you're panicked on the sideline and you've got young, inexperienced guys, they may tend to panic. So that calm demeanor can help in those situations. But I do get what you're saying. And sometimes there's a lack of urgency. You know, it seems like they don't get the moment before it's too late, until it's too late. So, but unfortunately, man, that's their style. I don't see that change anytime soon.
And they get to win, 80-70. Dayton a winner. Got a break for news. John Bedell, former Flyer, Brooks Hall, and you here for Flyer Feedback. It continues after we break for news right here on Home of the Flyers.
This is Flyer Feedback on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. When news breaks, we break in around the clock. Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic is on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
Fox News Radio, I'm Debbie Hanley. Thousands rallied for gun control measures in Fort Lauderdale today after the shootings in Parkland, Florida, including Democratic Florida Senator Gary Farmer.
No constitutional right is absolute. We have freedom of speech, but you can't yell fire in a crowded movie theater. There are reasonable safety restrictions that can be placed on every right. And all we're asking for is that these sensible gun protection laws be passed.
Vice President Mike Pence spoke about stopping school shootings today in Texas.
When President Trump meets with our nation's governors in just a few short weeks, he will make the safety of our nation's schools our top administration priority.
The attorney for 19-year-old gunman Nicholas Cruz says he will plead guilty if he doesn't get the death penalty. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Nobody wants to get injured. But if you do, trust your care to the sports medicine team at Kettering Health Network. Whether you're a weekend warrior, youth player, or professional athlete, our individualized treatment plans are designed to get you back in action. Learn more about how we care for athletes at KetteringHealth.org/sportsmed. That's KetteringHealth.org/sportsmed.
Adults 50 years or better. Spring registration for the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute at the University of Dayton is now open. The flexibility of registering for as many seminars as you would like brings a customized, fun, and intellectually stimulating experience for all. This spring, enjoy seminars such as You Choose the Books, Let's Talk, Roaring Engines, American Automobile Culture of the 1950s and 1960s, Fly Fishing for Beginners, and more. Call now to secure your seat, 229-2347. That's 229-2347.
Cassano's Pizza has been Dayton's favorite hometown pizza for nearly 65 years. Please welcome back Cassano's Fans in the Stands UD Basketball Pregame Show, hosted at our Brown Street store. Make it your pregame or postgame stop for every home game. Let that special someone know how you feel by ordering them a Cassano's heart-shaped pepperoni pizza for only $14.99. Now that's one sweetheart of a deal. Call 294-KING or visit 294king.com to order now. Go Flyers!
As we all know, life can bring about many challenges. Fortunately, some you can expect and plan for. By joining the McAfee Comfort Club, we can find many problems before they happen. And for the moment you're caught off guard, our emergency priority service restores your comfort quickly. Any season, any time. McAfee.
Chance for a few more snowflakes to fly this evening, especially north of I-70, and that could lead a coating of snow on the ground. Temperatures as we head overnight tonight will be falling into the upper 20s, and even though we are expecting more dry time, there could still be a few slick spots on the roads. Looking forward to more sunshine on your Sunday with highs in the middle 40s. I'm meteorologist Brett Collor at the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
You're listening to Flyer Feedback on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Call with your questions and comments now at 457-1290. Flyer Feedback on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Hey, Flyer fans, welcome back into Flanagan's Pub again tonight. John Bedell, former Flyer Brooks Hall, and you here for Flyer Feedback. Dayton winner, 80-70, got a great crowd of Flannies. It is you-know-whats to elbows in here tonight. After Dayton winner 80-70 over the Fordham Rams. Fordham has not won in 13 tries at UD Arena, dating all the way back to 1981. Good for the Flyers to keep that streak going. Couple ways for you to join us. You can at me at JBDLWHIO on Twitter. You can call us up 457-1290. Or you can join us here at Flanagan's at the Bud Light Mic, which is where we'll go right now. Jeff and Dayton, right?
Hey, thanks. Thanks, John. Thanks, Brooks. Appreciate being here. Great game tonight. Had a good time. And I had my grandson here with me. And I'm a UD grad, and one thing I wanted to mention is that I'm the owner and president of Sign Dynamics, and we do a lot of signs, of course, for UD and around town. We also did Flanagan's, and I go way back with Pat.
They look good.
You know, back in grade school, and we did all the new signs. So as far as Colin and the new owner, thank you very much, and I want to invite everybody down here and take a look at it, and it's a great crowd.
It sure is. Got your grandson? Got a question, statement?
This is my grandson.
What's your first name?
My name's Aiden.
Aiden, what was your favorite play tonight, Aiden?
When Costas did that dunk.
Oh,
yeah.
It was pretty fun.
Yeah.
His only 2 points, but he made him count, right?
Yeah.
That fast break dunk, he tried to tear the rim off. Man, he can't do. That's one thing he can do. He can dunk.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite player?
Josh Cunningham.
Cunningham, okay. All right.
All right.
Why do you like Cunningham?
Because a lot of the girls here are hot.
Wait, what? Excuse me?
I don't think you heard a question.
What'd you say? That's my guy.
Thank you for the time, Aiden. That wasn't Brooks' question, but hey, that's all right.
I'll take it.
It's Bud Light Mike. Back to the Bud Light Mike. Different Jeff and Dayton. Jeff and Dayton, go. Other Jeff. Go ahead, okay, Jeff.
Sorry about that.
Go ahead, please. Thank you.
Play, yeah, train, you know, we talked about the – you indicated it earlier. I think this would have been a devastating loss had it occurred. And you know, an annoying thing this season has been seeing Dayton play in the first half and then essentially holding serve in the score, except this time, this game really was really irritating from the perspective that we should have actually run Fordham out the way we were playing, and we came so close to actually getting within a range of losing it. We essentially, like I said, held serve. And you know what? It's wearing on a fan's nerves here, Brooks. I don't know what you think, but it seems like we need to do something here this late season to get something started.
So for me, I actually, and I understand your frustration, but for me, I come from more of a player's perspective and instead of a fan perspective. A player perspective, you take a win however you get it. They're all not going to be pretty. They're going to come in different shapes and colors and sizes, but at the end of the day, you want to walk out with a win. Because had we lost that game, we're having a completely different conversation. So it didn't go the way we wanted it to. They started out strong, let them come back, you know, and of course that's frustrating to watch. But at the end of the day, you take a win any way you can get it, especially the way this season is going. So I'm going to take a win however we get it.
Yeah. You know what? And get off the stage question with this. We got St. Louis on Tuesday. You know, they're not great, but they're probably good enough that they can give us trouble on Tuesday. What do you think are the keys for us pulling off a W on there?
For me, it's kind of simple. If we play defense the way we played tonight, St. Louis, we'll lose. I mean, we're not going to win playing defense the way we did tonight. Too many bad rotations, too many open looks, just a lot of things. Luckily, we were on fire tonight to start the game. So, and we shot well and took care of the ball early on. And then we had that 10-minute stretch where we couldn't take care of it anymore. So if we don't defend well and we turn the ball over like we did in the second half, it's going to be tough. So to answer your question, take care of the basketball and defend.
Okay, we'll see what happens. At least we broke the losing streak. See you on Tuesday. Go Flyers.
Thank you, Bob. Go Flyers. And go America. Hat tip, Adam. Back to the Bud Light, Mike Leslie from Ideal Travel.
Hi, guys. Just an update. We are still able to get people on board for Atlantic 10 Tournament on a request basis. So depending on when you make your request, it's going to dictate what that price is. Round trip nonstop air from Dayton. Schedule is such that we will get there in time for the first of the games on Wednesday, regardless of who's playing in that. Hopefully not us. Four nights hotel stay at Henley Park Hotel and all session game tickets and airport transfer. So if interested, give me a call sooner than later at 223-7447. Our next time on the microphone with you will be March the 3rd after Senior Day. At that point, we may be releasing details about what we're offering for the Battle for Atlantis in the Bahamas in November. Again, contact Ideal Travel 223-7447 or visit our website, idealtraveldayton.com. Go Flyers.
Thank you, Leslie. Brooks, one of the things that a lot of people took note of tonight is a walk-on, Jack Westerfield, coming into the game at the under 8 timeout in the first half.
Yeah.
He was off the bench simultaneously with Kostas. So Westerfield, a walk-on, came into the game before Crosby, before Zirius. Both of those guys were DNPs. Before Mate, and before even Jordan Pierce, even though he hasn't really been playing this year. What'd you make of that? Now, Grant said in his postgame, from what I've seen on Twitter, reports of other media in his postgame presser, it was not to send a message. Anthony said it was because, look, I just felt Jack could be more productive than some other guys, which he's talked about the lack of production from this bench on the record multiple times, either after the game, with Larry on our airwaves, whether it's postgame or in the Anthony Grant show on Mondays. What do you make of this?
You saw how I just looked at you when you
did. Like, come on. I can't see that radio. But.
Come on, man. Now they're my guys. Okay, so I have faith in the coaching staff and all that, you know. But I'm gonna keep it real. There's no way you'll ever convince me that he really believes that Jack could give him more than the scholarship player sitting on the bench. I don't buy it. He absolutely was sending them a message. Now, what that message is, I don't know. We can come up with our own conclusions, but there's no way that a walk-on in any situation, especially one that doesn't play that much, goes in before scholarship players. It just doesn't happen. So there's something going on internally. Now, I'm not going to speculate what it is, but right. there's some chemistry issues, obviously. There's something going on for that to happen. But he gave the PC answer, as he should, but come on.
Yes. Yeah, as Larry said a couple times, or once a few weeks ago, addressing the Jordan Pierce situation, as we did publicly on this show for the first time a few weeks ago, Anthony Grant's a guy that's got too much class to throw a kid under the bus.
Right, yep.
to piggyback off of that, I got a question on Twitter during the game that I responded to on Twitter. It's from Andrew on Twitter, and he asked, you know, looking at some of the substitution patterns today, this is not the first time we've seen Zerius and Crosby either get limited or no minutes. He said, I think it's about time for Flyer feedback speculation about who is leaving the program after the season. And this is what I said to him on Twitter, and this is what I'll say here on the air. And in our role, we try to do two things on this show. Yeah. We try to entertain. We try to have fun with you, the fans. I don't think we try to take ourselves too seriously here.
Right,
it's a fun time.
Right.
We get to talk Dayton basketball with other people who love Dayton basketball and interact with you. The other half of what we try to do here is inform, because you and I, Nate, Keith, Larry, everybody that's part of our coverage team, by virtue of what we do, we are privy to information that most fans are not.
Correct.
So what we try to do is pull back the curtain a little bit to give you an inside look at what's going on. Insiders. But in our line of work, there is a balance between what is reportable and what we in the business call off the record.
Absolutely.
Right? There's certain things we're privy to that just go unreported. That happens here. That happens in my news career. You know, all kinds of stuff as a reporter sometimes that just don't go out because it's off the record. So there's a line to walk with that. All I will say to Andrew's question is that beyond the obvious of losing one graduating senior, Daryl, adding one incoming freshman, Dwayne Cohill, this roster will look different next year, and I will leave it at that. But I also think that's not too terribly inside baseball, because if you have two eyes and a halfway decent basketball IQ, you can see that and know that's coming next year. But if that helps, you know, well, firm or whatever what you're thinking, so be it. But I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, and we'll do the same. Like you said, there's off-the-record things, and we won't get into all that. But anyone even following even a little bit, you know something's going on or something doesn't look right or feel right. And quite honestly, transferring, it's the day we live in. So, unfortunately, kids come into college entitled. They come in thinking they're owed something. They come in, and I'm not speaking to anyone about anyone specific on the Dayton scene. I'm talking about the culture of college sports right now. If you're not happy, you leave. You know what I mean? That's just what it has turned into. I can't stand it, but it is what it is. So, I guarantee you, if there are some unhappy players on this team for whatever reason, and given the amount of transfers that we have that you see around, you know, college sports, yeah, don't be surprised if somebody leaves.
And it's not unusual to see that throughout the course of, you know, even through Archie's tenure.
Yeah.
You saw guys come and go, Alex Gravilovich, kids that had to be kicked off the team for other reasons, for disciplinary and criminal reasons. But, you know, you see that throughout the course of just one coach's regime. And it's commonplace there. And it is especially common, I think, not unusual when you got a regime change, you're going to see guys
absolutely
come and go.
Yeah.
You're going to see that.
And that's what's going on here. I mean, if you wonder why guys don't get into the game or why certain guys are getting in before other guys, I can tell you this much. It has something to do with guys realizing that it's not a democracy. Okay, it's a dictatorship.
As we've talked. Sometimes Anthony or other coaches, but Anthony has to sit and say, excuse me, you're mistaking this for conversation.
Right.
This is a one-way street here.
Yeah. There's no voting.
It's not the NBA.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So that's what's going on. Anthony has set a precedent. He is setting a culture. And sometimes it looks like he's choosing to rest on his laurels and as opposed to sacrificing a lead, sacrificing a win. There's guys on the bench that could absolutely help him, given their experience, that don't get into the game sometimes. So he is making a decision. He is setting the tone for years to come, letting guys know, hey, listen, I don't care how good you are. I don't care what year you are. If you don't buy in, if you're not a good teammate, if you don't follow team rules, I won't play you.
Or as we've touched on it at times, not putting forth effort. That's kind of a big one.
I forgot about that. So, yeah, I mean, which I respect. I don't love it from a fan standpoint, because it leads to us not looking great with certain lineups on the floor.
But from a former player's perspective,
you get it.
You've been in the locker rooms. You understand. You and Nate and Keith, you guys don't know how that works.
It's important.
Firsthand.
It's important, John, what you said, because if you lose control of the locker room and the players are running the show, it's a nightmare. It's a mess. So, yeah, there's some resistance right now, and they're learning who's in charge. But soon the waves will steady, and this we'll be looking back at this like, man, remember how rough it was a year ago when things are – because there's too much talent here, and there's talent coming in that we're going to be okay, but, man, it's hard to see when you're going through the mess right now.
It's been hard, I think, for a lot of people to see the trees through the forest.
Right.
And that is not us putting on the UD red rose-colored sunglasses. There's places to go, and you know where they are for that. I'm not going to mention them, but you know where they're at. That's not us. But I think this has been a season that's been tough as we've tried to take the long view. And my thing on Anthony is, Brooks, he's forgotten more about basketball than I know.
Yeah.
And he's had too much success and recruited his rear end off everywhere he's been for me to think, you know, what, a little more than 20 games into this thing? Oh, my God, we got to just cut bait. Let's go.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
And that's what's frustrating, because I'll chalk it up to just fans being really intense and loving their Flyers, because I hear some of the craziest things about he's not the right guy, he should be fired, and it was a bad high. And like you just said, we're 24 games in or 25 games in, something like that. How do you know? You have to give it time. You have to let him turn this into his program. This is still Miller's program. I mean, aside from Crutch, he's still trying to make this his program. And so, yeah, there's some bumps in the road, but I mean, I truly believe that this time next year we're going to be back at the top of the league.
And I just think that, you know, it's incredible what the tremendous amount of success that Archie brought. And that's fine, because that, let's be honest, Brooks, that's the level. And I think Grant's going to get it back. And he stated, look, we are going as Archie did when he started. The expectation and the reasonable goal here, and every year the expectation is, and Anthony has verbalized this multiple times, competing for at-large bids and making and advancing into the NCAA tournament.
Right.
That is the bar here at UD now. You've heard specifically, particularly since, I remember hearing this a lot from Tim Wobbler from 2011 on, and from Archie Miller, and now from Neil Sullivan and Anthony Grant. That's the goal. That's the bar. That's the expectation. They get that. Got to take a rebuild year to get back there. I think people forget with that ripping off four straight tournament runs, the struggle bus days of the early Archie Miller era, and that it takes time.
Absolutely.
Archie was a guy who, and I think for good reason sometimes, Brooks walked on water by the end of his tenure.
Sure.
But a lot of people conveniently forget the struggles. You know, there was regression, Brooks, from year one to year two. They went NIT, no postseason, his first and second year. Year two was worse than year one. Mm-hmm. Year three was damn well on its way to being worse than year two. And two-thirds of the way through that year, half this fan base wanted his head on a platter. And look how that turned out. And I know it's different situations, but my thing is patience. It's going to be fun.
I agree.
Deep breaths.
I agree. Now, hey, it's easier said than done. We want to see our Flyers win.
That's right. Hey, they won tonight, though. We beat Fordham. Better night than the VCU Rams had. We'll talk about that later. 80-70, Dayton winner, John Bedell, former Flyer, Brooks Hall, and you here for Flyer Feedback. It continues on the other side, right here on the home of the Flyers.
This is Flyer Feedback on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Always Game Gary.
Yay!
No bar is too far. No wing sauce is too hot. Not for Gary. Gary is the man. He's nothing like Keith. Keith never wants to do anything. Why are we even talking about Keith? Always Game Gary is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Dayton is buzzing with excitement. There's a housing boom, a new modern I-75, the new river run, the library, and a newly renovated UD Arena. Code Credit Union is proud to be a part of Dayton's revitalization with our new headquarters and the renovation of our Monument Avenue branch. Code is proud of our Dayton roots and serving the Miami Valley for over 77 years. Code Credit Union, one good reason after another. Learn more about us at codecu.org.
Member NCUA.
Adults 50 years or better. Spring registration for the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute at the University of Dayton is now open. The flexibility of registering for as many seminars as you would like brings a customized, fun, and intellectually stimulating experience for all. This spring, enjoy seminars such as Wine Appreciation, Questions for Inquiring Minds, The World of Jazz, and more. Some seminars do fill up, so call now to secure your seat. Call 229-2347. That's 229-2347.
Miami Valley's Ultimate Home Expo, presented by Infinity of Dayton, is going on now through Monday, February 19th at the Dayton Mall. Get inspired with bath and kitchen showcases, landscaping concepts, and dozens of home improvement vendors. Enjoy the Hunger Pains Food Truck Rally, live radio broadcast with your favorite stations, and demonstrations to inspire, presented by Monarch Market. Free admission. Visit homeexpodayton.com for schedules and information.
More dry time expected overnight tonight, but there could be some fog or some drizzle at times. We'll see some breaks in the clouds as temperatures drop into the upper 20s. On your Sunday, looking forward to more sunshine, highs in the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Brett Caller at the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
You're listening to Flyer Feedback on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Call with your questions and comments now at 457-1290. Flyer Feedback on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Hey, Flyer fans, for the final time tonight, welcome back into Flanagan's Pub. John Bedell, Brooks Hall, and you, Flyer fans, here for Flyer Feedback. Dayton winner tonight, 80-70. They improved to 12-14 and 6-8 overall. Or 6-8 in the A-10, 12-14 overall, back to under 2 games, 500 after they dropped Brooks for the first time this year, 3 games under the even mark, and did some good things tonight in terms of just winning, beating Fordham, getting that out of the way, and not dropping into dangerously close to finishing the last place territory, because
right, yep.
You'd have been, I'm just glad they got the win. You could be VCU. You could have had... Could have GW just shatter you, 80-56.
I was going to say, what was that final?
It wasn't even that close.
Goodness.
It was in Foggy Bottom. We know that's a historically tough place to play for us, but
listen,
could have been to Richmond Rams.
Listen,
tonight.
When VCU, you know what I give it to them. When they lose, they just say, listen, we're just going to get blown out. Like, we don't even, because didn't we beat them by like 50 when they were here?
Yeah, Dayton beat the brakes off of VCU.
Yeah,
you had their fans going to Twitter blaming coaches. I mean, I think GW broke VCU Twitter searching Twitter tonight because they had fans blaming literally 2 coaching regimes ago.
Oh, you're being serious?
Oh, I am dead serious.
Oh,
yeah, blaming Shaka Smart for that loss at Foggy Bottom today. Oh yeah, and Will Wade too. Yeah, yeah, that was a serious thing.
All right. VCU, you gotta love them.
Okay,
gotta love them.
Hey, life comes at you fast. Well, Dayton winner tonight, 80-70, behind a career night from Trey Landers. 26 points for Landers. Boy, Trey just at times looked like he was doing it all. Blocks, grabbing his own board on a miss and firing it out from under the hoop to Jalen Crutcher at the top of the key. Crutcher, player of the game, as Larry and Bucky tabbed him with Brooks. 19 points, 6 assists, and 2 steals for Jalen Crutcher. Other contributors in double digits, Daryl Davis with 12, and Josh Cunningham almost getting another double-double, 10-8 tonight for Josh Cunningham.
Josh needs more touches.
Yeah.
Give him the ball. I mean,
feed me, Seymour.
Seriously, he makes good decisions when he has it. He typically, something good happens. He's a good passer out of the post. He's tough to stop one-on-one, I mean, because he's so strong and explosive. He'll go 4 or 5 possessions without giving him the ball. It drives me crazy. And still, at the end of the day, he still figures out a way to produce. So I just wish, and I know the coaches are trying to get him the ball, but, you know, that's where guys have to just step up to make it happen. We know the ball should run through Josh. Get him some touches.
Yeah. Kid's just an absolute beast. Defensively, in the first half, it was a little rough, Brooks, just with the points per possessions they were giving up.
I'm sorry, you said a little rough?
Well, yeah,
come
a lot.
On, we did not defend. Luckily, we shot lights out. We didn't defend in the first half.
Yeah, one of the things that, and I give my buddy Steven a lot of credit on Twitter because I think he's just pretty good and insightful when it comes to Dayton hoops. So one of the things Steven pointed out is that, you know, Fordham was the 333rd, yeah, 333.
Wow.
Offensively rating, you know, in terms of offensive ratings, Ken Palm with, they allowed, Dayton did 1.06 points per possession. Fordham had went above 1 7 games all season, and Dayton let them do that tonight. So,
how many they end up with total? What was their final?
What, points? 70.
Yeah, 70. Well, they averaged 60. I think. I mean, they definitely.
They were. I think they're towards the bottom of the league in points per game, like bottom third, I want to say.
You know, so what happens is, so your defense is terrible in the first half, and so what ends up happening, they knock down some shots early. They're feeling it. So now you've given a terrible team, a terrible offensive team, confidence. So now every shot they take, they're taking with confidence. They're feeling good. They're in a groove. So, I mean, that's how you see upsets. You have teams where that are, they're supposed to blow out other teams.
Yeah.
But they come in lackadaisical, no effort, no urgency, and that terrible team keeps it kind of close. So now they believe they can play with them, and so you, so now that's where you see those upsets.
Got to correct myself. Statistically, Fordham is the worst, dead last in the conference in scoring in A-10 play at 60.3 points a game. They allow them to get 70. As you mentioned, Brooks, and as we've talked about throughout the season, if you're having a bad offensive stretch in the A-10 this year, play the Dayton Flyers. Because whatever kind of metrics you want to look at, KenPom or the fact that, you know, their record, Dayton is ridiculous when they score over 70, you know, just as simplistic as overwhelmingly they have to rely on outscoring you to beat you. Defense does not carry this bunch. Whatever way you want to slice it.
No, you're right. And so I'll talk. I don't want to get too technical with basketball. So where Dayton struggles, so what happens is offensive, they create mismatches because they get defenses out of position. So whether there's penetration and you want to get the defense, you want to make them start rotating. So you're really, really good defensive teams. They're good 1, 2, 3 passes out of that rotation. They scramble. They help each other out. Dayton is not very good after the first pass. So when the guy penetrates and our defense rotates, and they make that first pass, and now we're scrambling. The defense is scrambling. Dayton is good on the first recovery, but if they make one extra pass, that's where you'll see wide-open shots. We're not good on that second and third pass out of the scramble. Your really good teams, Michigan State, they'll cover the third, fourth, fifth pass out of the scramble. You know, that effort. And so I don't – that's a lot of that is experience. It's just – you we'll be better next year defensively, but right now, man, we really struggle out of rotations, out of scramble situations. Other teams get too many open looks.
And I'm not trying to take anything away from like a guy like Joseph Chartouni because he's a talented kid. But, you know, you let him come in here and make him look like, you know, E.C. Matthews or George, you know, Terrell over at Rhode Island. You know, somebody like that just going off.
He had a career high. I mean, you can't let guys come in here and have career highs. I mean, it just can't happen.
It's happened a lot, though, this year.
It happens all the time.
I mean, whether it's, you know, Luan Pipkins, whether it's Livingston and George Mason. You know, the aforementioned E.C. Matthews or Terrell over at, you know, Rhode Island. The guys down at Davidson. You know, it just – the list kind of goes on.
You know, and it's funny. If you really take a deep look at scoring, when guys score, it's not a one-on-one matchup. It's not. It's not Darryl Davis getting cooked, you know, a guy where he dropped 30 on Darryl. No, it's what I was just talking about a minute ago. It's the rotations. Are your teammates – you're only as good as a defender as your teammates are behind you. So guys, every time they don't have any defenders. No, yeah, we have good individual defenders, but we don't guard well as a team. That's our issue right now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was nice to get a win tonight. Just like I said,
you didn't
want to lose to Fordham at home. That was the rallying cry beforehand because the bar at times this year, Brooks, it's just felt so low. Rock bottom would have been the losing to Fordham at home because the Dayton Flyers have not lost a game in the series now for 14 straight games.
Oh, man.
Right? They won 14 in a row in this series.
14. John, I'm holding on, man. I'm holding on to faith and, like, trying to stay as supportive as I can.
Deep
that
breaths.
That one, if we would have lost to Fordham at home, that might have got to me. I might have been broken.
Might have got to a lot of people. Well, that's going to do it for us, Flyer fans. One more time, Dayton winner tonight, 80-70. Our next game is Tuesday, a nightcap. Woo, a late start. 9 o'clock against the St. Louis Billikens, the Arch Baron Cup 2.0. Our coverage starts at 8 o'clock.
The women have a big game tomorrow.
They
can clinch the A-10 tomorrow, 2 o'clock. Come on out.
It's big, middle of February, clinching it. So we will be on the air Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. The Expanded Bud Light pregame show live from Cassano's on Brown Street. We will see you on the radio Tuesday night, Flyer fans. Until then, for my partner Brooks Hall, I'm John Bedell saying thanks for listening, everybody, and go Flyers.
From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO AM Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill, a Cox Media Group station.